Blog Talk Radio.
It's week 5, Big 12 Nation. What the heck is going on? Crazy headlines. Obviously, we got Charlie Strong back on the hot seat. Oklahoma, Texas game coming up soon. In addition to that, guys, we have a bunch of other things going on, too. Sorry about the interruption. So we got some good things going on this week. But Coach Strong, Messi the door, I think everybody's known since summer. If you were in Austin, you knew that they wanted Tom Herman. But we'll see what happens. He moved Coach Bedford to defensive backs only. He will now be the defensive coordinator. In addition to him being the defensive coordinator, he also said things can be fixed. We'll see what happens. I think most people root for Charlie Strong, but, you know, 6-6, 5-7, and then 2-2 right now is unacceptable at a place like Texas. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your record is. I don't care what you're trying to accomplish. In 3 years, people are just not trying to hear it. And we live in a society where they pay big money and they want results fast. You got 2 or 3 years to get stuff done, and people just not patient no more. It's the reality of college football now. So, I mean, he's got to win. But you got to know when you take a job like Texas, you know, year three, people want to see big strides, big results, because they're paying you big money. So that's all you can really say is, you know, hopefully he can finish 8-4, 9-3. Even if he doesn't, I think they want Herman so bad that even if he finishes 8-4, it'll be a problem. I mean, Mack Brown finished 8-5 or something like that, and he got shown the door. So it's high expectations of Texas, and I'm not saying it's Strong's fault. He's got – if he had 5 full years and it was still this year, obviously, like, what's the guy's name, Purdue, who's just – he's absolutely terrible. Daryl Hazel. Like, if it was that situation, then it's like, okay, you got to go through. Like, the administration, the fans, the alumni, the boosters have done as much for you as they could. You just can't win. But that's how it is, man. It's Austin, Texas. They got the most money in the country. They're a top 5 program to coach for. You got Florida. You got Ohio State. You got Alabama. You got Texas. You got USC. Those are the 5 jobs you want if you're a head college football coach. And it's the reality of the situation, guys. I feel for Coach Strong, man, but it's the reality of the situation. You got to win at Texas. High expectations, big pockets. Now, let's talk about Iowa State versus Baylor. I actually thought I was going to be able to congratulate Matt Campbell this week and say, finally, you got your first big win at home, upset, something he needed after losing at home to Northern Iowa, getting roasted by Iowa in the rivalry game. I thought, okay, finally, Iowa State is on its way. And I really was going to be extremely happy because I knew they were on their way to greatness. But I guess they just couldn't finish. They're almost there, but they couldn't finish. And the crazy thing is the week before, they actually played good at TCU. If anybody remembers, they actually played TCU pretty well for a while, and then they fell apart. But, I mean, that's part of the problem. Iowa State can't finish. They cannot finish. In other news, our favorite team that we would like to do better, Kansas, at least hung with Texas Tech for the first half on Thursday night. They made it a little interesting. They scored 19 points at least this time. It's got to be a hard job for David Betty. If you really want to be honest, you got to give the man 5 years to turn Kansas around. You can't. If it's Texas, that's one thing. You got resources, you got money. If it's USD, that's another thing. You got resources, you got money. If it's Ohio State, you know, somewhere like that, you got resources, you got a lot of money, you got a big fan base. You're probably only going to get 3 years at a place like that to get stuff going in the right direction. But at the University of Kansas, for goodness sakes, you got to give that man 5 full years. There's no way. I mean, they fired Turner Gill. First of all, they fired Mangino. I don't really know the whole story behind that. Don't want to get that. Then Turner Gill actually had some good players, and when he was there, even though the record wasn't that good, they competed with everybody, and they looked like they were going the right direction. Fire him after 2 years. Then after that, they go in, they pick up, what's the guy's name? Charlie Weiss, whatever. And I know a lot of people don't like him. Notre Dame, Florida offensive coordinator, a lot of New England Patriots. A lot of people didn't like his arrogance and his attitude. Fire him after 2 years. Then they got, you know, Mr. Coach Betty in there. He's trying to get something going, implement. He's got to get his recruits in there. He's got to get them going. He's got to get everything fixed. But I don't know how much time the poor guy will have. I hope he has 5 years, but the way the Kansas administration acts is very hard for him to get more than likely next year. I think he should be safe through this year. He's only his second year. He's at least got one win. If he can find a way to get at least 2 wins this year, I think he's okay. Next year he probably is going to need 4 or 5 wins to keep his job. And I don't think that's fair. I think he should just get 5 full years to get something going there so that way his kids are full. But that's Kansas for you. It's a basketball school. Now, coming up this week, guys, well, we got, obviously, Oklahoma, Texas. Will Strong be fired after this game? I don't know. It's like 50-50. It's like, is it a point in firing after this game, or should if they're going to secure Tom Herman, why don't they just wait till the second or last game? There's no need in pulling strings, I don't think, this early. I mean, it really doesn't matter. Herman is trying to finish a job at Houston that may be a historical run. So we got to see. But speaking of our beloved Kansas Jayhawks, let's go back to them. They will go to Baylor this week, and they will probably – actually, no, I think they host Baylor. No, they're at Baylor. I'm sorry. So they play Baylor this week, 3:30, 2:30 Central. We'll see what happens. They usually compete pretty well, so hopefully Kansas can go and handle their business and, you know, make it a competitive game. Obviously, Baylor is the only – excuse me, West Virginia. Totally forgot about West Virginia. Baylor and West Virginia are two undefeated. And Baylor – excuse me, West Virginia actually beat BYU. BYU, as we know, have beaten a couple Pac-12 teams and have been – neck and neck with some Pac-12 teams. So let's see what West Virginia can do. Oklahoma has lost, but TCU's lost to Arkansas and Oklahoma. Those are not bad losses. They'll still get to a bowl game. But how about West Virginia? So let's see what West Virginia has left. This week they're at Texas Tech. Oh, my God. It's going to be like 70-63. That's going to be a basketball score. My goodness. Well, at Texas Tech, we'll see this week if West Virginia is for real or not. If West Virginia wins this one, they may be the good team in the Big 12. Let me see where they play Oklahoma at. They got a tough schedule. I think they can beat TCU at home, but they got to go to Oklahoma State. That'll be tough. They can win that. Obviously, they'll beat Kansas at home. They got to go to Texas. No matter how bad Texas is and how much Texas is struggling, Texas is always good at home. They always play good at home. Oklahoma, No, they play Oklahoma at home. They may have a chance there. At Iowa State, they can win that, and then they may be able to upset Baylor at home. So they got 3 or 4 games that is going to really test them these next 4 or 5 weeks. They get out of that stretch, and they get the Baylor undefeated, and it's them versus Baylor. We got 2 teams that got a chance to get to the playoff, and then we can find out if they're really real. Let's see. Let's go to Okie State. Okie State has Iowa State at home. They'll probably win 2 or 3 touchdowns. I'm hearing some rumors right now saying the Big 12 won't extend a certain contract past 2025. I know it seems like forever, but that's only 9 years away. And I remember just the other day when I was looking up and I used to see in like 07, 08 being like, this coach has an extension through 2015-16. Well, hell, guys, we're halfway through the 2016 season, so these years fly by so quick. So I'm taking Oklahoma State with a two-touchdown win over Iowa State. Kansas is on the road. Kansas State. Let's see what Coach Snyder has this week. And Coach Snyder is off this week, I think. No. Coach Snyder plays Texas Tech this week, so I'm wrong on that. This week is West Virginia's bye week, and they play Texas Tech next weekend. But this Saturday, they actually go to Kansas State. I'm actually going to take Kansas State in this one. I know Texas Tech is 2-2, but Texas Tech is not good on the road. So I'm going to take Kansas State in this one with like a win and a field goal or something like that. I mean, Kansas State barely lost to West Virginia, and West Virginia looks damn good. So Coach Snyder get it done. He should win this game. Texas game will be tough. We'll see what happens there. Oklahoma State game, he'll find a way to win. Kansas game, he'll win. So I see Kansas State getting to a bowl somehow, some way. But they actually play Texas Tech this week. And WVU is on a bye week. So that's what we got, guys, really, for this week is just a couple games, a couple bye weeks, and it's time to go. I'm ready for the Sooners versus, whoa, what the heck? Fox Sports 1 got this? So for the first time in a long time, guys, this game is on Fox Sports 1. It's not on ESPN. So that's a shocker to me. But it'll be fun. It'll be some drama. It'll be some something behind it. It'll be some steam. It'll be some mist behind it. But right now, the Big 12 is known, and it's embarrassing as much as I love this conference. It's known for basically not having any defense. Nobody can stop anybody. I mean, every score is 49-50, 50 to this. You look at the Big Ten, and it's like 24-7, you know, 34-10, 31-16, just like normal scores. And then you have the SEC, and it's about the same. And then even when we get into bowl season, it's still about the same. Us, as the Big 12 doesn't score as much in bowl season. So is it because of the area that the Big 12 recruits, where it's like Texas, Oklahoma, and so many of these spread offenses that, you know, defense isn't important anymore? And a lot of these people who we play when we go out of conference, defense and running the ball is important, and defense and running the ball is second in our conference? I don't know. That's something we'll have to figure out down the road, but it's we can look at it. But that's it, really, guys. I just wanted to go over that. Charlie Strong being back on the hot seat. A couple of games we got coming up this week. TCU, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Texas Tech, Kansas State, and Iowa State, Oklahoma State, and West Virginia's on a bye week. It's time to go. Looks like West Virginia is the only one on a bye week. Yeah, I believe so. And I don't have any updates on whether Houston or Cincinnati are getting in the conference. It's still up in the air, but that'll definitely give us more teams in action and less of this bye week stuff when we only have like four games per week. But Oklahoma's ranked 20. Texas isn't ranked now. TCU isn't ranked. Kansas isn't ranked. Oklahoma State isn't ranked. I mean, we only have two ranked teams in conference right now. So we'll see what happens. It could mean a good thing. It can mean that the conference is that good, but I doubt they're going to let us in, being that Oklahoma lost to Houston and Ohio State. That's the first thing they're going to say if Oklahoma wins out. Well, they lost to Houston and Ohio State. West Virginia's got some tough runs to go. Baylor, their problem is always going to be what everybody says is their strength of schedule. They never play the tough games early. See, Texas will play tough games early. Even though they lose, they'll play Cal. They'll play Notre Dame. Texas will play Houston. They'll play Oklahoma State. Excuse me. They'll play Ohio State. They'll play Houston. All our other teams that are worth anything didn't really play anybody. BYU played Missouri and BYU, so that's why I can only hope that West Virginia can finish. Kansas State played Stanford, but it looks like the teams that have a chance to go undefeated didn't play anybody, and the teams that have a chance to get in the playoff already have too many losses to get in the playoff now. So it's a crazy system, but hopefully it'll get better, and we'll see what happens towards the end of the year. Big 12 Nation, Week 5. Can't believe the season's flying by this quick, but this is college football. If you love it, enjoy these 12 weeks and go from canvas to canvas all you can, because before you know it, it'll be over. Just snap of a finger. Big 12 Nation, guys. Have a good week. We will talk on the Facebook page. I'm out.